This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Well, Sean Payton's career started at quarterback, and he's been obsessed with offense ever since. Sean's first 11 years in New Orleans. Few coaches in NFL history have produced more yards or more points, including finishing first or second in total offense five of the last six seasons. But his finest coaching moment came in Super Bowl 44 when he led the Saints to a 31-17 defeat of Peyton Manning's Indianapolis Colts, where the Saints came back from an early 10-0 deficit and relied on a very shrewd, and I mean shrewd, coaching decision to do it. Last season, Sean's Saints were back in the playoffs after a three-year hiatus, going 11-5, and Drew Brees, of course, piling up more passing yards. And they were within seconds. In fact, they were within one play of reaching the NFC Championship game. And today, well, today, Sean is with us. And, Sean, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Before we get into your coaching career, Sean, I'm guessing you are the only guy in the NFL to have once played quarterback at Saffron Lane Sports Center for the Leicester Panthers. I only know the Saffron Lane Sports Center because a friend of mine used to live in Leicester. So, pretty.
I think that is a safe bet. That was back in 1987 with the Leicester Panthers. There was a little British Football League over there, and each team had four Americans: Birmingham, Nottingham, Leeds, a bunch of teams, and we had some good times. Good teammates.
Now you had been through a stint at the Arena League, and I believe your contract got sold to the Canadian League. Then you ended up over there. It sort of sounds to me like the dream of playing died hard for you. Was it fun or was it frustrating to sort of be chasing your dream all over the world?
No, I mean, I think, look, you're young and you're hungry back then, and you're traveling, hoping to make a team, and then after about a year and a half, four different leagues. I got the opportunity to get into coaching as a graduate assistant at San Diego State. I had a chance to travel and really get exposed to a lot of good people.
Sean, whose staff were you working on at State? Because I used to be out in San Diego during that time. Whose staff were you working on?
Well, when I went out there, it was Denny Stoltz, and then later I returned with Al Lugenmill. So I was with both those head coaches.
Yeah. Denny Stoltz had a lot of success there, and so did Al. Let me fast forward to the Saints and the NFL and talk about dreams. I mean, when you became that team's head coach in 2006, you inherited a team that had gone 3-13 and really suffered through all the difficulties of Hurricane Katrina. What prepared you for dealing with a team that had been down in a city that was still going through so many difficulties and tough times?
Well, some of it you can't be prepared for. I mean, some of it you learn on the fly, and you hire good people and you allow them to do their jobs. I think that the opportunity to spend 3 years in Dallas with Bill was important. Parcells in trying to build a foundation is not only what you want to be as an offensive coach, but a head coach, and how you want to run your department and everything philosophically, to scouting, to putting together a roster, your training room, your weight room. So, but that all being said, that situation in 06 was much different, I think, than a lot of first-time jobs. And there's no utopia when you get started. You hope to get in there, scratch and claw, begin to build a program, and then have some success to see it through.
Well, let me ask you something, Sean. I talked at the outset about your sort of finest moments winning that Super Bowl, but how significant was what you did there at the beginning? As I said, fighting through the history of the team, and then the Hurricane Katrina, and coming back from that, because you make the playoffs your first year, you're named Coach of the Year. You had to go through an awful lot of hardship to get there, and I'm just wondering if that compares favorably with winning the Super Bowl.
Well, I would say this, and I think a lot of New Orleans would agree, the 06 team was as important. It wasn't our best team, but I would say one of our tougher teams. They laid a foundation. We got all the way to Chicago in the championship game and lost that game. Right. But it helped, really, that draft and that team helped kind of build the foundation for the success that came later.
You know, Sean, you talked about one of our friends of both of ours, Bill Parcells, and what you learned there. I'm just wondering, working under him, was what you took away from there, was the stuff you took away that was not sort of strategic football in some ways more important to your own success in the world than, you know, the X's and O's that is so much a part of your life?
Well, there's no question. I mean, there were so many other things you learn daily. You know, there's just the inner workings of your staff. Like I mentioned before, the training room, the schedule, calendar. You know, how you evaluate players. What are prototype? What are your guidelines for each position? You know, for the better part of 3 years there with him, each season, you know, was a huge learning experience, and there was a ton of guys on that staff. You know, Todd Haley, who's out of Cleveland now, Mike Zimmer, myself. I'm going to go through. I know I'm leaving a few guys out. Todd Bowles, Anthony Lynn, and those are four head coaches right now in the league that were all assistant coaches at one point during that 3 year period.
Wow.
What is it about Parcells? What is he? I mean, his coaching tree is pretty amazing. Really, look at what is it about him? What's he got? What is he teaching? There's got to be something special there.
Well, I think there's a toughness element, level of confrontation of what to expect from your team, how to prepare your team. I think he's very good when things are going well. He probably is more difficult recognizing human nature, and then if you hit a couple setbacks or bumps in the road, he had a great way of kind of bringing you out of that. He was challenging, fair, hard on the coaches just as the players, and I think every one of us learned from it.
Sean, speaking of Bill, was there any piece of lasting advice that he gave you that you still call on from time to time?
Well, I think the formula for what you're trying to do philosophically, offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game, and then going about trying to find it, you know, via the draft, free agency, or even in free agency after the draft with rookies. You know, you've got a short window when you first get started, and how important, you know, he was fantastic with personnel.
That's funny you say that, Chuck, because I remember one time at the combine, he was in Dallas then, and we were talking, and he kept talking about Sean Lee, this, Sean Lee, that, you know, that and going this. Did that teach you anything? If you go broke trying to find another debt and coin, I remember laughing, thinking, you just told me how great this player was, but at the same time, you knew that you could spin your wheels looking for another guy like him with his size issues who could play the way he played, you know.
He was very good about looking at what the player could do instead of not what he couldn't do, and then building around that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sean, go ahead, Ron.
Well, I was just going to say, one of the famous calls you ever made was the onside kick call. Right, we always love the bold call because if it works, we can say, you know, how great it was, and if it doesn't work, then we just say it wasn't. You know, what were you thinking? It's perfect for right, it's a dangerous
right.
Very dangerous for coaches. Was that something you were thinking about the possibility of all week long, or was it something that the moment was such that you realized this is something we got to do?
Well, I think we felt going in with Peyton playing as well as he had been, you know, we needed to find a way to steal possession. We spent a lot of time actually on a fake punt, and Indianapolis had a number of looks with their punt defense that created problems with it, and it kind of shifted in the second week during preparation to that onside kick. And I think, look, as a group, as a team, we felt like there'd be an opportunity for us to do that. We didn't know when, and then just making the decision at halftime, trying to, you know, jump back in it and gain a little momentum, and trying to keep, you know, arguably one of the best quarterbacks off the field for a little longer.
Sean, obviously, I was just going to ask Paul Goggins, you made that decision, but it's going to sound kind of redundant to say, did you have any second thoughts? But as you're talking about it, is there any sort of staff back and forth about it? Any of your assistants looking at you?
No, I think this, an element of this is what, you know, we think has a good chance at work, and now let the head guy call it when he's. But I think it empowers your team a little bit, regardless of whether you're recovering or not. I mean, I think your team knows you're going in with a mindset to win the game, and I think most importantly, you know, obviously you want to execute it, but you're also instilling a little bit of confidence in them. And it, look, defense, if it doesn't work, we're back out on the field. Let's go.
Sean, I mentioned at the outset about you were within one play and really a matter of seconds of reaching the conference championship game a year ago, and you were. I'm just wondering, A, how many sleepless nights has that caused you since then? And B, can you use that as motivation going into this season? Because clearly you were one of the top teams in the league last year.
Well, I think we began to play better football in the middle part of the year, towards the end of the year. Obviously, it's disappointing when a game ends in that fashion, and yet, you know, there's so many moments to a year. There's games you won, maybe where you felt some breaks went your way. Certainly, we've got a good young nucleus back of players that are anxious to, start this 18th season. I'm sure every one of us looks back on that game and, you know, there were opportunities, even the series before the field goal, you know, we convert a first down and we're going to take that clock down to probably 3 seconds and kick the field goal rather than leave time on the clock. So we'll build on it. You just hope when your career is over with, you have more wins than losses when it comes to games like that.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be a problem for you. And the second question I wanted to ask you is, what is it about you and Drew Brees? I mean, why have you guys meshed so well? Because I covered the Chargers when they had decided they should move on from him. They got Philip Rivers. Then, of course, he wins a division title and becomes Drew Brees again. But when he became a free agent, nobody would touch him, including Miami. But you guys did, and you clicked immediately. What is it about you and Drew?
Well, I think first, his work ethic and preparation has been fantastic. The leadership he's provided our team, it ended up being the right fit. And, you know, for us, we were a lot like an upstart company. And he was coming off a significant injury, really unprecedented with regards to recovery. Fortunately for us, we were able to secure his services. And, shoot, he's still going, still playing at a high level.
I think he is. How much longer do you think he can go, Sean?
Well, we take it year to year, every one of us. And, you know, you get asked that question a lot. I really don't see the age until his kids come by the facility. And we also say, you know, once you start looking at each other's children is when you begin to realize how fast the years have gone by. But he's keeps himself in great shape. You know, he's someone that pays attention to his diet, his sleep, all those things. And it's a big reason why he's been successful.
Sean Payton, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck this season. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. That was Saints coach Sean Payton. Up next, it's the 2-Minute Drill. You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network.